precious one, you're welcome to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alumensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of Goddess Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled The Little Foxes, and the theme for today's episode is Bearing Fruit in the Vineyard. Beloved, stay tuned and be blessed.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody just put your right hand where your heart is. Father, we commit our heart unto you, commit our mind unto you. We ask the Lord, you touch us once again tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You want to clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen. For coming. And those that are watching us online, say God richly bless you. Hallelujah. We want to believe God to deal with our subject, the little foxes in the vineyard. And then we will pray some more. Hallelujah. So I want us to read from Song of Solomon. Man of God, you can read for me. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15.
The book of Songs of Solomon. Chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, please.
And I read, "Take as the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes." Amen.
Amen. Can we take that again, please?
The book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15.
Yeah.
"Take as the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes."
Amen. For our vines have tender grapes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to look at the word vines. Vines. Vines have tender grapes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Vines. And there is one verse in the Gospel of John which tells us about the Lord's purpose for every child of God. Hallelujah. And that is John chapter 15, verse 16. Can we take that, please? John chapter 15, verse 16. Man of God, can you help us?
The book of John chapter 15.
And this word contains the word of Jesus himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It contains the word of Jesus himself. Let's take it, please.
John chapter 15.
Yes, sir.
Verse 16.
16, yeah.
And I read, "Ye have not chosen me."
He have not chosen me.
"But I have chosen you."
So let's take it down. He says, "He has not chosen me." So it means that you did not choose him. He chose you. Are you understanding me? He says, "You did not choose me." It means that he chose you. Hallelujah. I want you to stay with me. But what?
"But I have chosen you."
And Jesus is speaking here. He says, "But I have chosen you."
"And ordained you."
And ordained you. Some versions say, "And appointed you." Hallelujah.
Amen. "That ye should go and bring forth fruit."
That ye should go and bring forth what?
Fruit.
Fruit. Yes, sir.
"And that your fruit should remain."
And that your fruit should remain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
"And that your fruit should remain." Please continue.
"That whatsoever ye shall ask."
That whatsoever you shall ask.
"Of the Father in my name."
Of the Father in my name.
"He may give it to you."
He may give it what? To you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You look at this particular verse, and Jesus is talking about himself and believers and Christians. And he doesn't end it there, but he talks about something that is important in the vine, which has to do with fruit bearing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he wants to say that if you are in the vineyard, or you are in the vineyard, you have to what? You have to bear what? Fruit. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. We could read from this and we take some form of lessons that has to do with the fruitfulness of a believer, fruitfulness of a Christian. Hallelujah. I want you to remember that we are dealing with the little foxes in the vineyard. Hallelujah. And I want us to consider the following sequence of this particular chapter and verse. In John chapter 15, verse 16. And to begin with, we see that Jesus himself is the true vine. Hallelujah. Jesus is the true vine. Let's read John 15, verse 1. John 15, verse 1.
The book of John chapter 15, verse 1.
Yes, please.
I am the true vine.
I am the true vine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it means that when we come, when we talk about the master of the vineyard, he is the genuine vine. He is what? The true, what? The true vine. Hallelujah. He says, I am what? The true vine. Read, please.
I am the true vine.
Uh-huh.
And my father is the husbandman.
My father is the husbandman. He's saying that my father, some versions say my father is the vine what? Dresser. Hallelujah. He's saying that my father is the gardener. I am what? The true vine. I am the genuine vine. And my father is the what? Is the gardener. Please, I want you to picture this well. Jesus is saying that I am the vine and my father is the gardener. He is the what? The vine dresser. Who dresses the vine? Is the gardener. Are you understanding me? So he's saying that I am the vine and what? My father is what? Is the gardener. So he's saying that he is the one who tends the vine and his father busies himself with the branches. Hallelujah. So if you look at verse 2 and verse 6, let's read verse 2 and verse 6.
Every branch in me.
Every branch in me. So it means that if he is the vine, then we are what? The branch. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So he says that every branch in me,
that beareth not fruit.
That beareth not fruit or does not bear fruit,
he taketh away.
He taketh away. Now remember that the Father, who is God here, is what? Is the gardener. And Jesus is the vine. And we are what? The branches. Hallelujah. And he's saying that if every branch which is in me, because Jesus said that he in me, I in him, I and my Father are one. So he's saying that if you are in me and you do not bear fruit, he does what? Read for me.
He taketh away.
He taketh away.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. That it may bring forth more fruit.
He prunes it that what? He may bring what? More fruit. Are you understanding me?
Yes,
so Jesus is answering in verse 5. He's saying that who are the branches here? You and I, we are the branches. You are the branch. I am what? I am the branch. And we have an answer in verse 5. Hallelujah. That he say that we are the branches. You as a believer, you are what? The branch. But then he gives a very important statement here. And he's saying that you cannot just be a branch and just show your flamboyance, but you have to be a branch and bear what? Fruit. So if you are in me and you are a branch, then you have to what? You have to bear fruit. Are you understanding me? And in that case, God is saying that apart from me, you can do nothing. Because you are in me, you are my support system. So without me, you cannot grow. Without me, you cannot what? You cannot grow. You cannot mature. Without me, you cannot bear what? Fruit. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So you are the branch, I am the branch, and we are in the Father. We are in what? The Father. The Father is the gardener. And he's saying that I come around and I come to look at the branches. And I see that if you are not bearing fruit, I cut you off. Remember, we are dealing with the foxes in the vineyard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the branches are who? Us. We are what? The branches. You and I, we are the branches. Are you understanding me? And incidentally, this verse shows exactly what a Christian is. A Christian is the vine. Is the branch in what? The vine. Hallelujah. Amen. A Christian is what? The branch in the vine. And that means that if we are the branch in the vine, then we are joined with Christ Jesus. Now, can you imagine if you are joined with Christ Jesus? You are in him. That means that you have the authority to be able to speak and declare and proclaim certain things even concerning your life. And that is how cunning and how the enemy has blinded us for us not seeing the truth. Because if I am in the vine and I am the branch, then I have authority as well. So I am not surprised that Jesus said, I give you the authority that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I want you to say, I am the branch.
I am the branch.
I am joined to Christ.
I am joined to Christ.
I am united with him.
I am united to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Lord help me. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Man of God, help us.
The book of 2 Peter.
Chapter 1 verse 4.
Chapter 1 verse 4.
Yes, please.
And I read, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise.
Uh-huh.
That by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Mm.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Having escaped the corruption, what? In the world through. It says that whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious what? Promises. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now the underlying word here is partakers of what? The divine nature. Hallelujah. You see, if you are a branch in the vine, you are a living thing. Are you understanding me? You have to live. You are not a dead stick. You have to what? You have to live. And he says that you are partakers of what? The divine what? Nature. Hallelujah. And this leads us to the third truth about the scripture that we read in John 15 verse 1. That as branches, so number one, we understand that Jesus himself is the true vine. And number two, we understand that believers or Christian, we are what? The branches in what? The vine. Number three, as branches in the vine, we are to what? Great. We are to bear. Wow, I have wonderful student here. I think I have to close the service. Hey, Charlie. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As branches in the vine, we are to bear fruit. Please read John 15 verse 2 again.
The book of John chapter 15 verse 2.
Yes, please.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit.
Every branch in me that beareth not what? Fruit. Uh-huh.
He taketh away.
He taketh away. So it is the function of the branch to what? To bear fruit. It is my function to bear fruit. I cannot be a believer and a Christian and I do not what? Bear fruit. We are going to go deeper on that. Hallelujah. So every branch in me that bears not fruit, he says that he does what? He take it away. Go to verse 4.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
abide in me, and I in you.
And I in you. Some versions say, it says no branch can, what he's saying is that you cannot bear fruit without you being what? In me. So it means that there is a divine support system that automatically you have to bear fruit. So if you are not bearing fruit, then it means that the branch is dysfunctional. And something is making it dysfunctional. And that is where we have the little foxes coming here. Are you understanding me? And that is where the little foxes come in here. And the truth of the matter is that if we don't take care of the little foxes, now they will not become little, but they will become grown foxes. It is like a child when you do not train the child or discipline the child, when this is what he's looking for. He's looking for fruit in your life. He wants to see what fruit in your life. And he's saying that if you are not bearing fruit, I'm going to cut you off. Can you see? I'm going to cut you off.
I'm going to cut you off.
It's a very strict word. It's a serious word. It's like Pastor Kobe tells her daughter that I cut you off my inheritance. She's dead already. Yeah. It's a serious word. I mean, if you are going to be cut off the inheritance, not even being in the place of the Zulifiha daughters can change the hand of God. You are entirely cut off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hosea chapter 14, verse 8.
The book of Hosea chapter 14.
Verse 8.
Yes, please. Ephraim shall say,
What
have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found.
From me is what thy fruit found. So the source of this fruit is the Lord, what? Himself. Hallelujah. And the manifestation of the fruit is seen in the branches of the vine. I want to repeat that again. The manifestation of the fruit is seen in the branches in the vine. Am I communicating? So what kind of fruit are we? And what kind of fruit should Christians, what kind of fruit should we bear? Can I throw it or I should continue? Fruit of what? Of the vine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the fruit that appears on the branches when we are united with the vine? I want to believe that if you are in the vine and you are bearing fruit, then there is some particular fruit that you should bear. Are you with me? And that leads us to the number 4 point. The fruit we are to bear is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I am the Spirit, or I am Spirit. Scripture says that they that worship me must worship me in truth and what? In spirit. Hallelujah. So in spirit, we are one with him. In body, we are one with him. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
And that is in reference to the communion. Hallelujah. He says, eat my body. You eat my flesh. Hallelujah. So the fruit that we bear is the fruit of the Spirit. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. I'm closing.
The book of Galatians chapter 5,
verse 22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Okay.
Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Should I continue? 23, meekness.
Yeah.
Temperance. Against such there is no law.
Against such there is no law. I want you to give me Amplified and read the Amplified on the screen. Give me the Amplified. If you have the Amplified. 5:22. Let's read.
But the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
The result of his presence within us.
But the fruit of the... Now watch this. You see that the Spirit here is a capital S. It's not a small s. Are you understanding me? And that is talking about the Spirit of God. He says, but the fruit of what? The Spirit. Read, please.
The result of his presence within us is love.
Yes.
Unselfish concern for others.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Inner peace. Patience.
The result is what? Is the outcome. Is it not true? So the result of his presence within us is what? Read, please.
It's love.
It's love. And he says that love, he says that unselfish concern
for others.
For others. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting.
But how we act while what? Waiting. So that your patience you are defining, delete it from your vocabulary. You see, that is why the Bible says that God rewards those that would diligently seek him. It says that not the ability to wait, but what? How we act while we waiting. You see, we need to start praying for some of this fruit too, because, I mean, I can tell that some people, these fruit are not showing in their life. Hallelujah. Man, if God doesn't bless me in 2 weeks, I will stop church. It says that, but how we act. You see, how we act, can you say? And you see, one of the fruit is even what the act of what? Of waiting. Next one. Kindness.
Goodness. Faithfulness.
Yes, please. Continue.
Gentleness. Self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Against such things, there is what? There is no law. Hallelujah. And these verses give us the vivid picture of a Christian life. Vivid, solid. I will call it a solid picture of what? Of a Christian life. And that is how the Lord intends it to be. And we should be what? Loving. We should be joyful. We should be patient. We should be kind. We should be good. We should be trustworthy. We should be humbled and disciplined. Am I communicating? So this is the fruit we are to bear. Look at, tell someone this is the fruit you are to bear. Hallelujah. I don't know any other scripture apart from this. It's black and white. This is the fruit you are to bear. And he's saying that if you are not bearing this fruit, I will do what? I will cut you off. Why won't you gentle? Why won't you discipline? Why won't you love? Because ono a wo hye no mu no ono wo sa na ye we nyina ena wa ma kwan se wo ne mu nko ade ene ne bi pie fi mu no ese se e fa sa ade we nyina into o hwa ho se instead of se wo be nya abutre ana se wo be exercise patience ana se wo be acting. Your character in waiting, emu bie ni ho. Ugu ne ni mo ase. Are you with me? I say oni obi ko a wedding. Na ono ni ni ene oni eni na ano e different. Wa uti wa wo un ye raise nyuma oni e se oku akosa. Uti ho di. Na obi a oni ni ba en wa sorry wa co dancing floor. Or sasa, you point and you say, ah, now one no master no. I say difference room. Oh peggy diggity asa onum peggy diggity. There is no there's a this distinction between you and then him. Hallelujah. So he's saying that we need to exhibit this one, this food. And these are graces which should characterize us as Christians. They are graces. And I want to believe God in the next 10 minutes whilst we pray. that let this grace come upon us. Let this grace come upon us in the name of Jesus. And now, I want you to notice the next point, and we close with this. Point five. The little foxes that ruin the vineyards, that hinder the growth and take away the tender fruit, are the sins of the Spirit. And I'll break it down. Hallelujah. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Pastor Kobe, watch this.
The book of 2 Corinthians.
Corinthians, yes, not Corinthians.
Chapter
7.
Chapter 7, verse 1.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
And I read, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
Your spirit, is it capital S or small s?
Small s.
Good. Wow.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Perfecting what?
Holiness in the fear of God.
Perfecting holiness. So this time the word spirit is spelled what? Small s. Hallelujah. And he's saying that these are the sins of the flesh. And the gross sins of the flesh looks at adultery, murder, drunkenness, and etc. Hallelujah. So the sins of the spirit here, which I'm talking about, what? Not the big S, which is the Holy Spirit, but the small S. Hallelujah. The sins of the Spirit are the what? The little foxes. Am I communicating? Somebody say the little foxes.
The little foxes.
Now what they do is that they creep in unnoticed. They do what? They creep in what? Unnoticed. And whilst they creep in unnoticed, they spoil the vines. So what are the vines that they spoil? They creep in what? Unnoticed. And they spoil what? The vine. Am I communicating? So these little foxes, they creep in the vine and then they creep in the vine and they spoil the vine. And we've understood that adultery and murder and fornication and all those things. And strangely enough, they creep in unnoticed. You know, remember, they are little foxes. They are not grown foxes that you can't see. So they creep in what? Unnoticed. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And these little foxes are of different kinds. And sometimes, or I would say that we can break it down into three, that times where there are things that we think about and there are things that emanate from our heart. And I've taught this last week Sunday, that the abundance of the heart, the mouth would speak it. Hallelujah. And these may be described as the sins of the heart and then sins of the lips and then the behavior sins. So I will talk about three things: sins of the heart, sins of the lips, and then what? And then the behavior sins. Hallelujah. And when we think about the heart sins, we are looking about secret sins. Can you see your heart? You can't see your heart. Can you see? Can you see my heart? You can't see. Unless they put you in some machine and you can see. So they are sins of what? The heart. Sins of the heart are the secret sins. And those sins, it is only God who can see it. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So there are some little foxes that are the sins of the heart. And they are the sins that God can only see. Psalm 51 verse 10. Can we read Psalm 51 verse 10? What are they? What are they? The sins of the heart. Can you say the heart, please? What are they? Psalm chapter number 51, verse 10.
The book of Psalm chapter number 51, verse 10.
Yes, sir.
Create in me a clean
heart. Create in me a clean heart.
Oh God.
Yes.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me. Give me Psalm 90, verse 8.
The book of Psalm chapter 90, verse 8.
Yeah.
Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
Our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Hallelujah. Amen. So these are the sins of the heart that nobody sees. Some example will be jealousy. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people can hide jealousy. You cannot even see it. They will laugh with you. They will smile with you. They will do a lot with you, but they jealous you. Are you understanding me? Pride and humility as well. Impurity. Pride and what? Impurity. Hallelujah. So we want to believe God that these little foxes will not destroy our vine. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at the sin of the lips. The sin of the lips. And if you have a prayer to pray, you should pray this prayer as well. Psalm 141 verse 3. Psalm 141 verse 3. Psalm 141 verse 3. Says that, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. I taught this last week, Sunday, that we should pray that the Lord will set a watch on what? On our mouth, and then keep a door of what? Of our lips. Hallelujah. And I'm saying that there are times where if we are not careful, it even blocks our testimony. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Psalm chapter 120, verse 1 to 3. And this is a testimony of the psalmist. Psalm 120, verse 1 to 3.
The book of Psalm 120, 1 to 3.
Yes, sir.
In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Verse 2. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from the lion lips and from a deceitful tongue.
From the lion lips and from what? A deceitful word, tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. These are little foxes that can destroy what? The vine. But I'm believing God as the body of Christ, we will come to understand that if we do not deal with these little foxes, they will destroy the vine. Hallelujah. Somebody say little foxes.
Little foxes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I talked about the lion tongue on Sunday. I even talked about the tail bearers. The tail bearing can destroy somebody. Can destroy the image of somebody, can tarnish the image of somebody. And as the body of Christ, these are little foxes that will destroy what? The vine. And they creep in unnoticed. You will never know until the Lord shows it to you. And I'm very thankful to God tonight that the Lord is opening our eyes for us to see these little foxes. Hallelujah. Number three is the behavior sins. So I've talked about the heart sins, I've talked about the lip sins, and what? The behavior sins. Hallelujah. And these are the sins that we commit in the act or in such a way that we, our character and our demeanor and certain things that we show is really unkind, and we don't treat people well. So you have a believer and his attitude toward a fellow believer is nothing to write home about. And sometimes you will not know. You see, some of us, we are praying, Lord, you know, there has been prophetic words, there has been this, there has been that. But you see, if your promotion or if your next level or your destiny helper is right in your circles, and then because of your character and your attitude, there was this prophetic word about a guy and a lady who were going to marry. And it was a sure prophetic word. description, vivid description about the lady and everything and where she comes from and all that. And truly, the guy met the lady. They started going out, but their relationship did not work. And somebody might say, the prophecy got hooked up somewhere. But there was a character to work on. Apparently, the lady had some bad character. The guy realized that this thing, I cannot tie the knot with this. Are you understanding me? And that is why there are times where when you receive a prophetic word, you have to work on it. 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 Are you understanding me? You have to work on it. There's a prophecy concerning your life about opening a business, about traveling, about doing this, about reshaping the vision of your family. You have to work on it. It doesn't just happen like that. You have to move for God to move. Am I communicating? I don't want to digress. I'm not dealing with the prophetic. Hallelujah. But these are behavior sins, and there are little foxes. And the Lord is telling us that we have to deal with it. The truth of the matter is that they spoil the vine. Somebody say, spoil the vine.
Spoil the vine.
And they rob our lives of the fruit of the Spirit. Because when they come in, they destroy that which would have to come from us and which is the fruit of the Spirit. They destroy it. And the Lord is saying that if you are not bearing fruit, I'm going to cut you off. And I'm saying that is a serious statement. Can you imagine that you can be a church folk? You are doing all we can do, but you are cut off. Hallelujah. No amount of 10 bottles of olive oil can do anything to you. You have to deal with those little foxes. Hallelujah. And I want to close with this and say that the way to kill those little foxes is to rely on the Holy Spirit. Because the fruit is from the Spirit. Are you understanding me? So I cannot rely on any other person, not Sydney, not Elisha, not Kobe. The only person that I can rely on is the Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. So let's read our last scripture from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I love this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. We learn from this verse. And this is the way to kill the little foxes. And I give you a solution. The way to kill the little foxes is to rely on the what? On the Holy Spirit. It has to do with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, he's so sweet, man. So sweet. If you know him well, he's so sweet. His relationship, his communication with you is incredible. Hallelujah. He says what?
The book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
16. Yes, sir.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. That is just to say, like, live in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in the Spirit.
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the
flesh. I love the version that says, and ye shall not gratify the what? Gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Your version says that what?
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
And ye shall not fulfill the. It means that live in what? In the Holy Spirit. Because the truth of the matter is that if you are not bearing fruit and you are in the vine, then it's going to cut you off. Because the issue is that the tendencies or the possibility or even the probability here of affecting the other branches is high. Am I communicating? So the only thing is that he has to cut you off. The disciples were amazed and they were shocked. When Jesus cursed that fig tree, he said, you are not bearing fruit. So he cursed it. And this is Jesus cursing that. I mean, he could have had compassion and said, Let me give you another year. But sincerely, I'm sure that fig tree had been given years and years and years, but no show working. So he had to be what? Cursed. Hallelujah. So what we are saying tonight is that, in a nutshell, we are saying that we have to be careful about these little foxes. And we have to know that as we are in the vine, and you and I, we believers, we are what? The branches. We are in the vine. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. The Father is the what? Is the gardener. God is the gardener. He dresses what? The vineyard. Are you understanding me? And we are the what? The branches. Jesus is the genuine. He is the true vine. And he's saying that as long as I am in you, remember we said you did not choose him. He chose you. He said that as long as you are in me and I am in you, you have to what? You have to bear fruit. Hallelujah. But there is something that will always want to hinder us, and that is the creeping little what? Foxes. Hallelujah. And these are the things that we have to pray against. And then I would say that there will be, or there will appear in your life, the abundance of the fruit of the Spirit. And I decree and I declare and I prophesy into your life that may it be so for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the next 1 minute, I want you to bow down your head and begin to pray. And say, Lord, let me exhibit. Before we do that, let's read the Amplified again. Galatians chapter 5. Put it there for me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Man of God, read for me. 5:22-23. Let's read together. It says what?
Of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us is love.
Is love. You see, I want you to get it so that when you are, is it on the screen for us, for the online views? Is it there? So that when you are praying, you know how you are praying. Are you understanding me? It says, by the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us is what?
It's love.
And love is saying that what? Unselfish concern for others. Lord, help your house, help your body. Number two, it says what? Joy.
Inner peace. Patience.
Yes.
Not the ability to wait, but how to act while waiting.
I always love that. I always stay on that. For this night, not what the ability to wait, but how to act whilst what waiting. You know, like somebody say, oh, the promise is not coming true, and then try to sort of live in promiscuity and live in some other way. But you see, you want to be like, you know, Naomi, that said that, you know, although I'm changing my name to Mara, that means bitterness, still I will hold on to my God no matter what it is. So how to act in waiting is very important. Not to give up and not to say, Lord, you know what, I'll just forget about all these church things and all that. Next one, he says that kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. So you understand that gentleness is what is the fruit of this. You see, and these are the, there is no other fruit. These are the fruit. And he's saying that if you are not bearing this fruit, I'll cut you off. You have to bear fruit of what? Of gentleness. You have to be gentle. Gentle in the things that you do. These are the fruit of the self, what? Control. So if this fruit is not in you, self-control, then it means there is something wrong. There is a little fox that have creeped what in your life. Against said things, there is no law. I want you to bow down your head and begin to pray. Lord, I want the graces of the fruit of the Spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alomensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.